Christopher Rashad Green is everywhere in Richmond. I first met him at a community meeting I was covering, but he's also at city council hearings and active in a bunch of advocacy groups. One day, though, he popped up somewhere I didn't expect him, at an event hosted by New Virginia Majority. That's a nonprofit group that's been working to help former felons get their rights restored and register to vote. I had no idea Rashad Green had a criminal record.
A lot of people are surprised about that, you know, and they see me striving, and they have no idea that experiences I've been through, being involved with the criminal justice system since I was a teen, on and off for many years. And it was 7 years ago where I finally turned a corner and discovered the path that was carved out for me. So.
At that same event, we both met Charles Satchel.
Born May 19th, 1951, and I'm from upstate New York, a little place called Lackawanna, Indian name.
Satchel moved to Virginia when he was 24. It was 1975, and his political inclinations turned violent.
We started a team of guys, and we started sticking up places.
Sticking up places?
Yeah, robbing. Other words, we didn't want to be like the Ku Klux Klan. They was going around hanging, lynching, beating people. We felt like, okay, we almost went on to a thing like Robin Hood, you know? Okay, we're going to retaliate, but we're going to retaliate, we're going to leave with your money.
These are two men who haven't been able to vote since their 20s. I wanted to pick their brains about how losing that right, then potentially gaining it again, has affected not just their attitude towards politics and this election, but the attitude of their friends and families. So one day, not long after, we all got together on Rashad Green's porch.
Hey,
what time is it, so?
Both these men have an enthusiasm for politics, but they openly acknowledge that's not the case for many they know. Rashad Green says his siblings, who also have felonies, have no interest in voting.
You know, it's not their fault, because with being disenfranchised, and most of us have looked at it as like, well, it doesn't matter if, you know, if I vote or if I don't vote, you know, because things aren't going to change because the status quo is remaining the same. Or now, recent history within the last 100 years or so.
It's deplorable that our people find themselves in that condition mentally.
What condition mentally?
Apathy, you know, being apathetic when it comes to voting. Because when you understand the history of it and you see that people made all these sacrifices, white and black, it must be important.
Throughout our interview, the two men seemed to be on the same page about everything. They'd sit quietly, head bowed, as the other talked, nodding along emphatically to descriptions of life in prison, what it feels like to walk out free, and the tangled mess of hope and cynicism they felt during the political battle to get their rights back. They agree on so many things, but when it comes to who to vote for President of the United States, they disagree.
No, I really don't know right now who I'm going to vote for. I have no idea. Because, like I said, for the presidential election, there's more than two candidates in the race. A lot of people don't know that. And then people will give you the argument that, well, if you vote for a Green Party or Libertarian, you're going to take away from Hillary. And so what? That's my choice.
Some votes to me would be wasted votes, meaning that you throw it somewhere where you know it's not going to result in anything, but throw it somewhere.
But the same thing with Hillary, though. No, I understand you.
No, you go ahead and talk.
No, I just wanted to.
You talk, and then I'll go.
Go ahead. No, I'm saying, like I don't think there's no such thing as a wasted vote, because that is what you fight for. That is your right to vote, regardless of who you vote for. A wasted vote is one that's not even used. If you have a vote and don't use it, that's a wasted vote. Okay.
As I was saying, to me, a wasted vote is a vote when you know it's not going to result in your candidate winning. To me, when you know that that's not going to happen, when you know that you go into the booth and you vote for a person that is not going to win, then to me, that's a wasted vote.
But here's the thing. Satchel, the one who thinks a third-party vote is wasted, can't actually vote yet. The process to get his rights restored takes time, And while the voter registration deadline has come and gone, Satchel's application is sitting in the governor's office, pending. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain. We'll be right back.